Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up and hard to tell what's going to happen next. It's also the 24th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and the same thing. Cloudy rain, cloud rain, cloud rain. I'll be glad when we're through this little episode of cloud rain. I'd just like some nice days. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. A whopping 75% of FTC officials have revolving door conflicts with tech corporations and other industries. No. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, a whopping 75% of FTC officials have revolving door conflicts with tech corporations. No. And other industries. No. This is from Common Dreams. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Most top officials at the Federal Trade Commission become lawyers, and lobbyists for major technology companies after they leave the agency or bring Silicon Valley conflicts with them when they arrive. A new Public Citizen report found. See all these Federal Trade Commission, all these illegal agencies. We never gave no. I mean, this, all unelected, and all running the corporation of which we are just, well, we're property. The report shows that most of these officials, 63%, 26 out of 41, have this is like the government. I mean, look at Steve Mnuchin, ex-CEO of Goldman Sachs, Wilbur Ross, Rothschild's banker. I mean, these people, they're the international corporate elite, and they're our masters, and where are their slaves? Have revolving door conflicts of interest involving work on behalf of the technology sector. What they're trying to get us to believe is that corporations, I mean, under the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, they don't have, the Bill of Rights isn't in there, okay? And what they're telling us is this is a corporation, they're running it as a corporation, and they do not have to recognize our Bill of Rights. And like I said, it's been more than a week ago, a couple of weeks ago, I heard one of them come right on and say, well, corporations don't have to abide by the Bill of Rights. But yes, by God, they do. It is, it has been too many years of neglect is the problem here. And it's gonna lead to 2 million deaths. That's what it's all come down to, because the people can't come together on just one little simple thing, their own fucking Bill of Rights. It's for every one of us. It belongs to every one of us. But everybody has another fucking fire in the iron that, you know, is more important than their brother's Bill of Rights. I mean, if it's something that they can do without, well, then hell, you know, it's money. These conflicts help explain the FTC's chronic reluctance to strictly enforce consumer protection and antitrust laws against big tech, maintains. I don't know what the hell that means. Public citizen maintains. The FTC is charged with consumer protection and antitrust enforcement. Shit. The antitrust laws went down the tubes in 1984 when they made all of the fucking the counties, the municipalities, when they were all made districts within the District of Columbia. All the antitrust, and then they handed all of our public works over to fucking private corporations. And then they went under the FCC, so that's when you lost your fucking rights. That's why they can do everything. They think they can do everything. Well, they are doing as they goddamn well please. And they will do as they goddamn well please, just like they did back in 1775, until you put a bullet through their fucking head. In recent decades, the agency has taken a light approach to enforcement against, especially against Silicon Valley titans such as Facebook, Google, and Uber. Well, you know what? There's not supposed to be no FTC. There's not supposed to be none of this shit. There's supposed to be common law courts. And when these pricks violate our rights, and I don't care in any group. And, you know, the grouping together, the idea of the corporation, we've went over it 100 times. Every contract, a corporate contract depends on the fucking Constitution for its authority. And the 9th article says the Constitution can't contain no authority to violate a fucking right. Period. And see, you'll never hear that, none of this shit talk. Why wouldn't they talk about that? I mean, the Bill of Rights is right in the center of this. It is the 14th Amendment versus the Bill of Rights. That is the fucking war. And you're not going to hear them say a word. They're not even, I mean, they want to talk about those amendments, but there's always that goddamn 14th Amendment, because what they're doing is granting privileges and immunities, privileges to their friends and immunities to their friends, and draconian fucking anarchy on the rest of us. Especially with Silicon Valley, huh? The FTC is famously timid in cracking down on corporate wrongdoing. Wonder why? Because it's them. I mean, it's like, you know, here in Oregon, they created renters, some kind of fucking association authority thing, you know, legislative created bullshit to protect the renters in this state. And now all it is a goddamn criminal cabal. It price fixing, you can owe somebody a late rent or something in another fucking county, and you go to these son of a bitches, you ain't gonna rent nowhere. You can owe a light bill to the light company, because it's all corporation, and this fucking corporate shit has to go, or we gotta go. That's all there is to it, or I'll submit to it. And if you're submitting to it, you might as well go kneel down at the ditch and take your fucking bullet, because that is the end result. Cracking down on corporate wrongdoing, and it has given tech companies, in particular, the kid glove treatment. They are them. That's what people don't understand, man. This Federal Trade Commission, that is the fucking Silicon Valley. They make it up. And it's like them trying to tell me that, you know, on one hand, you think about it, they just sit there and they tell you that Facebook and all of these big trillion dollar corporations can piss all over your First Article right. But if a bit of a queer wants a cake baked, now you run it. You're a licensed operation. You're not private, not at all. You think that Facebook and none of these, I mean, they don't pay no taxes either, like we're not supposed to. They have taken what was supposed to be and turned it 180 degrees on its head. And now they are acting like they are us, and they have the authority over we the people, instead of we the people having the authority over their fucking asses. Plain and simple. And every day we go over, you know, it's kind of hard finding articles today. And, you know, like the comments, it's just, we're in a, like a mud bog right now. They don't know whether to shit or go blind. They don't know whether to go forward with their little trip. You know, that whole fucking thing over there in Iran could be just so they could get that missile ship over there to fire missiles into Syria to back their push to keep Assad from taking his whole fucking country back. I mean, it could be that simple. It's only fucking digits and it's only our fucking wealth. I mean, we could eat, all of us just not eat one day, and goddamn, look at all the war we could fucking perpetrate on the rest of the fucking nations in this goddamn, on this planet. Said Robert Wiseman, OA, president of the Public Citizens, fuck you. It's awfully hard to top FT officials to be tough. I don't get it. I'll read it exactly like it says. It's awfully hard to top FTC officials to be tough on tech company wrongdoing. Okay. If they previously worked for tech companies and are likely to seek employment with tech companies once they leave the agency. And that's how this whole goddamn corporate aristocracy has been working. You know, this fucking non-government that we have, this fraudulent fucking infiltration, occupation. They go, that's it, you know, fucking as soon as, this whole Trump fucking, production's over, these guys are gonna go right back into their fucking private fucking companies and shit, and all the shit that they put in place, they're gonna just reap the fucking wealth from it as the rest of us go down further and further and further into getting closer and closer to that goddamn ditch. Technology sector reflected FTC conflicts of interest are particularly concerning because hundreds of millions of consumers are suffering from an onslaught of negligent data keeping practices by big tech. And negligent. No, it isn't negligence. Everything they are doing is cold and calculated. They do it absolutely on purpose and everybody fucking knows it. This is just, I mean, I don't, sometimes I wonder, you know, well, like I said, we're in a mud place right now. There is, I mean, you hear the same shit, fucking, I've been listening to the same shit, I turn it on just to see if anything has changed. Only thing that's changed is a few fucking tornadoes. And I guess the thing of it is to get you so fucking bored with it, you just turn it off, man, you quit listening, you quit, because there's really nothing to listen to. They're in a holding pattern. But I guarantee you, in those think tanks, they're working 150 miles an hour, and they're fucking getting ready for their next big fucking move. And when it happens, it'll come like the last one did, in a blitzkrieg. But I mean, the bottom line is just stay ready. Because sooner or later, they have to make the move, man. They have to shit or get off the pot. Because time is passing and they are they're past deadlines. Now, there's been promises made. Promises made 100 fucking years ago. And they're not being fulfilled. Why? Because of the goddamn internet. That's why you have these pricks out here like these guys. It's a federal fucking trade commission, you know, and the FCC, FCC's got to be the same fucking way. You know, the tech companies coming in and out, because how else could they get away with the shit they get away with? And, you know, if you have a real problem, go to the FBI cyber division. And then they'll tell you that, well, yeah, they committed terrible crimes, but we don't cover those kind of crimes. But, of course, if you happen to be recording them, and then you might get something done. And you let them know you recorded what they just said. That they're not interested in fucking federal crimes. Because they're really not, because they are federal. I mean, they're not even federal criminals. This is fucking international criminal fucking just crime. Mafia. Keep data practices by big tech. Without proper oversight from the FTC, proper oversight. See, that's what you need. And no, we don't need proper oversight from shit or nobody. If we had our common law courts like we're supposed to have, that this fraud has fucking removed, if somebody violated my rights, I don't give a shit what company they're in. I'm not going to go over there and say, CEO, asshole, I'm going to file a lawsuit against you and the Admiralty because this has something to do with business. I'm going, no, straight to that son of a bitch, and I'm going to fucking file a fucking criminal charge against him for fucking violation of the law, for violating my rights. And it will already be filed in the court. You're going to fucking jail. You are going to answer this fucking charge. It's going to the goddamn grand jury. And it ain't going to be a hand-picked grand jury from the local lodge. The sheriff is going to go out in the street and the first 12 people, or whatever, I think a grand jury is 12, that you get a hold of, they're going to be there and they're going to sit there and they're going to get the information, they're going to read it, they're going to investigate it, and the fact that you did it is right there in fucking black and white, and you're going to be indicted. And you're going to go and you're going to face a fucking jury of your fucking peers, which will be 12 more people picked off the fucking street, because there ain't nobody in this country better than anybody else. And when they see the fact that you did violate my right, then they have to give me my fucking relief. And violation of a fucking, unalienable right is it no small matter. I'll ask you for your ass to be hung by the lamppost, the third one on Main Street on the left side, within 24 fucking hours. And you will get what you fucking deserve, you dirty son of a bitches, man.
Henry?
Yes, Katie. Ma'am.
Yeah, we were watching an old Western last night, and a couple regular guys, they said, one guy said he was going to swear out a warrant against the other guy. Mm-hmm. So is that how it would have been done with the common law courts?
Oh, yeah. You would swear out a warrant. That's exactly what you would do. It's an affidavit. An affidavit warrant with one witness. It takes two witnesses. Otherwise, it's he said, she said, you know, it's one man's word against the other, and there's always going to be a doubt of who's telling the truth. That's what you'd swear out a warrant for, his arrest.
Yeah.
And then you take
it's interesting watching some of these old movies. I hear little bits and pieces of the common law, you know?
Yep. You do, man. I mean, you'll see it. I can't stand none of this new TV that's out, and even the old shit was propagandized to hell. You see it now that you understand what's going on. I do. I see it in everything I watch. You can't miss it. It's always been there. It was just incrementally, pumped into our minds and just little bits and pieces, you know. Like we're watching the old Gunsmoke series now. There's like hundreds of them. We get a chance to, like, about an hour a day before we go to bed, and we just watch just one, you know, something. Just for little entertainment. But, you know, like I see on there, you know, the guy, you know, some guy, you know, beats the shit out of some other guy or shoots him. And the guy won't swear out a complaint. And to old Sheriff Marshal Dillon, he has to let him go. But then, we're getting later on in the series, then you're seeing the transformation. Well, I'll just charge him with this. I'll charge him. No, son of a bitch. Three years ago, you couldn't charge him, which you can't.
Right. Man. Yeah, or they'll walk into town and the sheriff will tell everybody to put their guns away, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, a bunch of bull, you know?
We've been brainwashed. That's all there is to it. I mean, that fucking stupid box, that did a lot for them. I mean, it took them, I mean, that's where you got your political correctness. That's where you got all of this shit that we're dealing with today. And the internet was the counter. I mean, the internet is, when the truth gets out, I mean, the truth cannot be denied. Because the truth is reality and a lie is unreality. The truth exists. A lie does not exist because it's not real. And people, there's a mechanism in our minds, I mean, that whether you believe in creation or not, through the millennia that the people have been on this earth, it's certain, you know, you have to know of something that's real from something that's not real, or you wouldn't fucking survive.
TV programming.
TV programming, that's what they called it, too.
Yeah.
Right there in front of your face, man, just go, here you go. From an onslaught of neglected data. Hang on a second. I got to check something here. Okay, I just check. I heard the doorbell ring. See what was going on. Anyways, where were we here? Technology sector-related FTC conflicts are of interest are particularly concerning because hundreds of millions of consumers are suffering from an onslaught of neglected, negligent data keeping practices by big tech, and that's where we went. There's no negligence involved here. Everything we're seeing, everybody would like you to think, the bumbling fools, the Keystone Cops. No. This stuff is calculated. They got the best minds that they have worked, that'll go to work for the dirty bastards. They're the Masonic children the ones that still have a brain left, they have the best of the best fucking working for them, and these oopsie daisies just don't happen. FTC consumers are essentially defenseless when companies ignore or violate their agreement with the government to safeguard data. See, this contract. And that's why, I heard it one time and then I raised hell about it all, the whole next day. I haven't heard him try to say that again. Because the man, damn it, says it straight up. You cannot contract my rights away. Why? Because contracts, they have to have authority. If you make a contract in another country, that country's a charter will be the ultimate authority over that contract. And in this country, the ultimate authority is still, rather they created their phony fucking, even their goddamn United States corporation would be contingent upon that. When it was built, it was contingent upon the bill on the Little United, Big S States of the America Constitution. It has to be. There has to be an ultimate power. There has to be an ultimate standard that everything is set to. And that's why the Bill of Rights was put as the preamble, and that's why that ninth article was put in there to make sure they could never take our fucking rights away. Like they talk, like we were talking yesterday in the book we read. I read. A lot of you guys have read it. On the, what the hell was it called? It's right here. Da-da-da-da. The Birth of the Bill of Rights. And they talk about, oh yeah, the people in the colony, because everybody, oh, that, how they wanted to tell me that, like when I was listening to the other programs, for 30 years. Oh, they had rights in the colonies. They had rights. Yeah, they had rights that were routinely ignored by the corporate elite because they didn't have to fucking abide by no kind of fucking law. The people were fucking considered goddamn property of the fucking rich. If you didn't own property, you had no rights. That was right in the, that's even when they went to go to fight the British using the, the convention, let me see, what the hell did they call it? The Confederacy. That's what it was, a Confederacy they formed to fight the British. And in that Confederacy, Article 6 said, if you had no property, you have no rights. If you don't own property, you got nothing to say about it. You're without rights. You're fucking indigent. You're nothing. You're nobody. You're dirt. It's always been this goddamn way is the point. And now they've got this whole thing. I mean, just like this talk about this Federal Trade Commission and shit. Fuck these son of a bitches. They can't exist. They cannot take over the authority of the fucking people using legal ease. And that's exactly what this is. Well, they can if we don't stop them. They can't, if the people at Lexington and Concord hadn't stepped out and let the British come on in and just started taking the guns, beat the hell out of them, took their shit, burned their fucking town down, go to the next one and went into it. None of, hell, we wouldn't even be here talking about this today, would we? But somebody had some goddamn balls. Somebody said, I'm not gonna be your fucking boy. I'm a free man. I hacked my goddamn farm out of a goddamn wilderness fighting Indians along the way. And you're not just going to come in and say it belongs to the goddamn king. I didn't see his ass out here cutting one piece of wood. Sitting over there on his fucking ass like the goddamn filthy rich have done since the beginning of time. There's always been somebody that sat on their fucking ass and they were so fucking important to me. Because they could talk, God said that they should. I've heard it said right there Liberty Tree Radio. My brother Brooks, that this government's what it's supposed to be because it wouldn't be here if God didn't want it to be. But then, then you turn around and somebody gets killed, like when my brother got killed. And then, oh, the devil did that. Oh, fuck you. Fuck all of this bullshit. Nut up, people. But the thing is, I can sit here and preach all day long and it isn't going to change a goddamn thing because the fact is these bastards are coming for you. I don't give a shit if you do nothing to nobody. You obey every one of their phony fucking laws. They're still going to come and fucking take your shit and fuck with you. You will have an encounter with them. Every fucking one of you. Unless you happen to be one of the corporate elite. And I mean, just the shit that we're watching at the highest levels here, they're trying to convince us that this, admiralty jurisdiction, you know, this administrative admiralty shit is fucking, they're trying to, this is what this big, this, all these investigations and all this shit, besides making billions for the fucking law firms and the illegal lawyers working in this goddamn country, the attorneys, they're trying to get this conception of, in our mind, that this is the law. Yeah, that really is the fucking law for you, you son of a bitch. But we the people, we have the common law. We have the Bill of Rights. You do not interfere in our fucking business. You stay the fuck over there away from us. You are inferior to us. We are the authority over you. You are not the authority over us. But here we have, like I said, this Federal Trade Commission. What the fuck is that? Where the hell did that come from? Where did the authority for it come from? Oh, it's one of the fiduciary people with the fiduciary responsibility under the election process. Well, I just created that. Did you really? Well, then I'm tapping you on the shoulder. Hey, buddy, come on. We're going to court, you dirty son of a bitch, because you cannot create an authority over me. You just can't do it. If you want to force me to do anything, you got to do it in a common law court. And you better have a goddamn good case to do it, or else I'll take every fucking thing you own. Or I might have you hung on that third lamp post down the street. You dirty son of a bitch. Let's see here. Public citizens, I love that, but I'm not a fucking citizen. Analysis also found that, including other industries, the FTC regulates 75% of the top FTC officials. 31 out of 41 have corporate revolving door conflicts. The whole goddamn apparatus is a revolving door. This whole occupation is a revolving door. Have you seen the same faces all your goddamn life like me? I mean, Trumpy was a new one. They slid in there. Every once in a while, they'd like Slick Willie. I'd never seen him before. They slip him in there. But these days, like Nancy Pelosi, she's been a congresswoman for 40 fucking years. Really? And power doesn't corrupt? You think that she's just a poor lady? I got news for you, man. She's a multimillionaire. She's probably a billionaire. And they'll tell you, oh yeah, they embezzle, they steal. There's $22 trillion missing, people. By the way, you owe us $22 trillion. So somebody stole a bunch of money, and now I bet you that the same people who stole that money are the ones that are telling us we owe it to them. What do you think? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin.
The state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that fuse. ex-kids to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge and oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history, Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Thermonomaly with Don't Come For My Gun. You know, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my... How about if they come to hack your goddamn children up? I mean, this whole situation is FUBAR. Fucked up beyond repair. Yeah, it's coming at you, and it's going to come... When it happens, it's just going to be like a... Boom! That's how it's going to happen. I mean, the games that they are playing are blatant games. I mean, when the Bill of Rights is not front and center. I mean, for so long, it was front and center. I'm telling you, when I was young, I mean, I didn't know what I know now. I mean, I had to learn it. But I knew that you said constitutional rights, and man, people just jumped and ran and got the fuck out of your way quick. But they were still plugging things in. And finally, they got rid of those common law courts. See, in that common law court, they cannot stop you from prosecuting. The only people that, the only ones that can prosecute are the people. That's what they've removed our right to allodial property. They've removed our right to speak. They have removed our right to fucking arrest and prosecution. Those were exclusively for the people. That's how we held superiority over the bastards. Let's reiterate some more shit here. 100% of illegal immigrant families released into the United States Homeland Security says. This is from Washington Times. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Acting Homeland Security Kevin McClellan said Thursday that 100% of illegal immigrant families in the new border surge are being released into communities rather than being held and deported. He said within a month or two, they are also granted work permits, giving them a foothold to live and remain in the United States while their cases proceed through the immigration courts, a process that averages 2 years and stretches even longer if some overwhelmed regions. And they don't even show up for the goddamn hearings. I mean, what are you talking about? And you know, the ones that have showed up for the hearing, 60% had no goddamn claim here. They know this. It's a 1 year free pass, and it will. It's coming to your community. And what I've been trying to stress of late is, I mean, if you do not have the bullets and the guns, you better fucking get them. Because you are going to need them to defend yourself against these fucking goddamn maniacs like these guys that hacked up that girl. They were just children. Children hacking up children. Why wouldn't I go down to Honduras on vacation? Because it's a fucking savage shithole. You bring everybody from Honduras here, and what the fuck is the difference? It's a savage shithole. And they want to get rid of your guns like they do down in Honduras so that they can chop you up with fucking machetes. Mr. McAllen... McAlena, I guess it's a hell of a name, said that system rewarding unauthorized migrants who jump the border with exactly what thing they seek is responsible for the record-breaking numbers. No! Yeah, I mean, see, they try to act like it's a bunch of bumbling idiots. They're not. It's like I said yesterday, what the fuck are we even paying for border security? Why did we pay for regulators back in 2008? Why were we paying regulators? We were paying their pensions. We were paying their salaries. We were paying their medical care. That is direct.
Hi, Henry.
Hi. How are you today, Misty?
I'm doing good. Hey, they used to teach us that. I was trying to remember what the show was called. Remember that it was a little thing and they used to teach the kids. Now, I was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Taught the kids the Bill of Rights. Scholastic? I forget what it was. But they used to. I mean, that would have been, in the late 60s.
Yeah. That's exactly it. In the 70s is when I seen the last of the common law courts disappear. I seen how it was happening, and that's when you know you could do something, and they just let you go. You know, they had these bogus ass bullshit charges. You know, this legislated violations of your fucking rights that were obvious violations, but you know they didn't really enforce them, and they started enforcing them more and more. And the next thing you know, goddamn, where'd the Superior Court go? We used to have a Superior Court here in this building. I seen the son of a bitch. I've walked into it before. It's gone. There's nothing but district courts, districts within districts, and every son of a bitchin' judge appointed a goddamn professional a lawyer or a attorney, a member of the British accredited registry, okay? So this is a professional trade union. This is business. This falls under the Uniform Commercial Code. And this has been there. I mean, this is when Lockheed Martin argued about... you know, stealing the goddamn welfare monies, which shouldn't exist because that's fucking socialism and that ain't allowed in this country. But I mean, this is what they argued, and this is what they use, what they're using right now is we're a corporation. That's why this government, what they're calling a government, this corporate aristocracy says they do not have to recognize your Bill of Rights because we're a corporation. Don't you see? Well, you cannot be a corporation, you son of a bitch, because you could not create such a corporation because it would have been a violation of the fucking ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights. You could not create it. It was created unlawfully. And everything that's been done since then, since that 14th Amendment, well, since the that son of a bitchin' Jew, Abraham Springsteen, declared an into habeas corpus because people were filing writs on his ass. That's how long it's been gone, people. But they've given us the illusion. They kept the illusion alive because if the people found out in mass, see, they had 100 little fucking programs to, and especially that TV boy when that son of a bitch come along. They had 100 different ways to teach people to the point today when you go up, people don't even know who they are. That's like the kid that goes and swears into the fucking, into the corporate army, raises his right hand, swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States up against, all enemies, foreign and domestic, doesn't have a fucking clue, never read the son of a bitch. This is how dumb people became. That's how we got in this mess.
Well, and I agree, you know, that must have been the method to their madness, because we know for a fact, well, our generation, we know for a fact they used to teach us the Bill of Rights. That is gone. I mean, they don't teach it. I can talk to my daughter-in-law about it, and she doesn't even comprehend. I mean, and I'll tell her, honey, just if you'll read this, this is a violation of this article. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of like where you always say, I mean, we've got to continue to teach. And if everyone would just get on board, it would be over with.
It should be the only thing a true patriot is talking about that's out there, because that's the issue. The issue is, are we the sovereigns of this country, or is this corporation, this corporate aristocracy, the sovereign of this country, and we're their subjects? And that's exactly what that 14th Amendment says. That 14th Amendment is absolutely a violation of the ninth article, which was ratified law. It was law before it was added as the preamble to the Constitution. And you're right, in fourth grade, Mr. McIntyre, I'll never forget him. He put it up on the, you know, they had the little projector thing, and he had it up there, and they had a copy of the original Constitution, and the Bill of Rights was like written on an open space there, before, you know, like a preamble. And that's what all the people in the colonies wanted right out the gate. Any constitution you write is going to have a preamble saying that we have our absolute rights and that we are the ones in fucking charge here. You work for us. But, and it is such a simple concept. And you're right. Why in the hell, I mean, especially at a time like this when everything's going to hell, but this is the kind of control that they had to have before they tried to make their move, but it's falling apart on them because of the Internet. That's why the Internet is being attacked. That's why, you know, you go in there with the truth. I mean, what are they going to call from the trenches? Are they going to call us racist? They can't do that because we're not. Are they going to call us hate speech? We sure as hell have hate speech, but that's protected under the first article. There's nothing they can really call us except for what goddamn bastards are telling the truth that we do not want to be heard.
The Bill Cosby show was in the 1960s also, Misty and Henry, and you know what a goddamn nightmare that jackass turned out to be. I mean, you know, a lot of things were in the 60s and that just got all fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill Cosby.
Well, I mean that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Henry. Well, I wasn't going with. I mean, I agree. I mean, of course, I'm like you, Henry. I can go back and watch all this old stuff, and I can see the propaganda.
Yep.
You know, I mean, now I couldn't then.
I couldn't either.
But what I'm saying is, the fact I was trying to make, Mark, was that at one point it was taught to us. We were taught the Bill of Rights. It's not taught anymore. It's not at all. You know, I mean, and until I found Henry's site and started listening to the show, I mean, that was absolutely out of my mind, even though I was taught it as a child.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not even being hot now. Well, my granddaughter doesn't even understand, nor they're not going to teach this. That is the sad part.
We all used to watch the Bill Cosby show. We all used to watch the Bill Cosby show, and he was a big civil rights guy. And, you know, so here's this clown that goes around shooting his goddamn mouth off about how important civil rights are, and then he's raping women for the next 40 fucking years. You know, I mean, everything was all messed up. You know, all this derogatory BS going on, it started way back then, and he was a big part of it. Anyway, I'll get off.
Wow. Yeah, well,
go ahead, Henry.
As far as Cosby, you know, he was speaking. He got sunk for speaking out. I mean, these women that were bringing up charges against him, they back in the, you guys, we live back in the, I live back in the 70s, and you know the parties and the pills and the, and you know, he was a celebrity. And I have no doubt that, you know, that those women were at his house and they took a bunch of pills and they were partying. They screwed him. But it came around to he started talking about going away from the black versus white. The fact that we're all being, you know, shit on. He probably knew about the corporation. I got to believe he was a Mason, that he is a Mason. But the fact is, in fourth grade, like you said, I was taught the goddamn Bill of Rights. I mean, the man stood there and explained it to us, and he told us that, you know, that it was the people's control over the government, and he told us exactly how it worked. But then after that, about seventh grade is when they quit teaching history and started teaching social studies. We started finding out how the people in Africa live, how the people in India live, how all these other people live, like it mattered a goddamn bit to us. It should have been a prerequisite to graduating, for you to, you know, write an essay and explain the Bill of Rights. So you are not an adult. That's why they treat us like children. That's why they, treat us like they are our custodians. Because we do not understand our goddamn, our authority and our rights. And it has come to the point that even when you invoke it now, they won't sign it with the goddamn, with the pen. They won't sign their name to the treason, but they'll sure as hell commit it. Right in your face. And like this shit we're reading, you know, right now, that with this immigrant shit. I mean, the giving away of our country. They do not have the authority to just fucking say, that, just let them in. You can't do it. If people are storming our border, you got to be beating their ass back over it. That's what we hired you for. It's like we hired the regulators back in 2008 to make sure that the derivatives put in people's, I forgot it again, their IRAs. Individual retirement accounts, that they were AAA derivatives, and they were stuffing them full of junk bonds that they knew were fucking junk bonds, and nobody went to jail. That's when they knew they had it. That's when the big revealing really started. It just come out, they're just too big to jail, they told us, and the people should have just swarmed them and said, you're not too big to hang, you son of a bitch, and we'll fucking take care of them. But, I mean, right now they're pushing the envelope. What's it been since 2008? About 10 or 11 years? Man, I'm seeing spiders crawling around here. I'm going to hit one of these bastards with something. Anyways, back to the article. It's like, you know, it's like I said, there's going to be 1 year. You think of how many people can cross that border in 1 year. You think that they're not going to end up in your communities? You're fools. You think that there's some kind of law out there. Blackwater USA isn't here to back them and not you. Go down to the border and try to stop them and see who shoots at you. Back to the article. This is directly how smugglers are advertising, he told the Senate Homeland Committee, adding that it applies not just to families seeking asylum. No, every son of a bitch that come there is walking right across our fucking border, and these are fighting age men, just like they were in Europe. And I got to believe that the Israelis are training them down in Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala. They are training them, sending them up here, and then they get up here. All they got to do is throw the uniforms on and get their little green card, and here comes the fucking, here's some people that'll come try to take your guns from you. You know, you got the local sheriffs, your so-called constitutional sheriffs, which do not exist because they are not sworn into the common law jurisdiction. But the Constitution, well, we're not going to enforce that here. We're not going to, well, that's what they said back in the 70s too, when they started this draconian shit. You know, they started out with the goddamn, drinking and driving. You know, they put a thing where you, goddamn, what was it? They made it a felony to drink and drive. But, you know, they just, oh, you just do a diversion where you don't get in no trouble for 4 or 5 months and everything's groovy. We, you know, we just got this in place. And then the next, but now you look at how things are. A fucking seatbelt, a signal light will get your ass killed. It was the thin edge of the thick wedge, and we're at the thick part now, people. And these millions and millions of people cannot keep pouring in here without them ending up in your fucking neighborhood. You better know that. Because they're gonna, every one of them, they're gangs. They want control. They want what you have. And they've been told they can have it if they can take it from you, because these dirty son of a bitches couldn't get us to kill one another for them. They couldn't divide us into two camps and have us kill one another for them so that they could bring the slave labor in. So they're bringing the slave labor in and paying them. I mean, goddamn, they're getting $127 a day, and they're acting like, well, we're just dropping up them poor people. They're just getting dropped off at the bus stops. Well, they got plenty of fucking money in their pocket. They can go, I mean, they're giving the money for a fucking plane ticket. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to live? Go there. Well, here you go. And hey, man, have a good time. We'll be, have your monthly check. Get a, first thing you got to do is get a post office box so we can get your monthly check to you. And you don't have to work. You don't have to pay taxes. But if you've got a family of 10, we would recommend that you work, because your wages will be subsidized. At the end of the year, if you work a minimum wage job with 10 fucking, kids, you're gonna get goddamn more than you did working for just goddamn having the kids. As they tell us not to have any children. and the people listen. The foolish, foolish, foolish people listen. Because they had been indoctrinated, like we said, since the 60s. In the 60s, that's when they changed the immigration laws to where you didn't have to denounce your former citizenship and become a fucking American national. Or not, you would be an American national, but you would be, what the hell is it? All those naturalized, a naturalized American national instead of a natural born. And see, that's what, you know, like Ted Cruz, he's not a natural born American national. Neither is that goddamn congressman, Marco Rubio. Both his parents were fucking Cuban nationals. He's a Cuban. If he is in this country and he's been nationalized, but he isn't natural born. And they were never supposed to, that was only put in there. I mean, there was one legislative act that they created at the beginning of this country. And that's because we were all British citizens before we won our independence and became sovereign citizens. So we had to have, you know, one generation where you could run for office. You could, you know, you could be a part of the fucking system and shit without being a fucking born here American national. Everybody else that was born here thereafter was a natural born American. You couldn't be anything else. Now, Ted Cruz, he had a choice. He could be a Canadian, but he wasn't a natural born. He was a Canadian because his mom was from fucking the United States and his dad was from Cuba. That's what he did. He actually filled out the paperwork so that he could be a naturalized American, but he couldn't run for president because he wasn't natural born. I mean, it's just every goddamn thing they've done to cloud it and make it, it's simple. Throw all this shit off, throw the ball of spaghetti off the fucking table, and what lies there is the Bill of Rights, and that's the law.
Obama, good example there. Trump, I think his parents are. I don't think they were natural Americans. I mean,
his dad was, but his dad was. His mom was from Scotland, was born in Scotland,
right.
So he isn't natural born. Sorry, he can't be our president, and he isn't. He isn't our president. He's CEO of the corporate United States, which has, through building a fucking private fucking army. That's what it is. A standing private fucking Blackwater army. That's how they hold control over us, people. None of it's legal. None of it's lawful. Not one bit of it. Every bit of it is a violation of our Bill of Rights, and we're just taking it. But in the end, I'll tell you what, where are you going to run? You're either going to fight or you're just going to throw down your gun and just kneel down and beg for fucking mercy. That's your choices. There is no free place to run to this time. Like the first Americans who came here. They came here to escape this very fucking thing that we're living today. And they fought a fucking war. They fought the mightiest empire on the fucking planet. So that they could be free. So they could be free and have liberty to do as they goddamn well please, so long as they weren't fucking with another person's liberty. And they set up a system called the common law where they could just settle their disputes. Weighing one man's rights. Go ahead.
The mercy they're going to give you is a 40 cal behind the head.
You goddamn right. That's the mercy you'll get. That's the only goddamn mercy you'll get. And you'll be glad to have it by the time that comes. Hey, man, you're going to fight. I mean, you're going to fight. You're going to want your wife be raped, your children be raped, your children be hacked up. You're going to let them come in. And, hey, look at those goddamn British over there. Look at the French. I bet they'd like to have their guns now, wouldn't they? If anybody that lets go of a gun is a coward, I'm sorry.
I think most of these banking families, Rothschild, Carnegie, I think all those assholes are European descent.
Of course they are. I mean, what happened here in America? They sent the first people, you know, they talk about Plymouth Rock and all this, this glorious little story they tell you as a kid, how we can, those people were indentured fucking servants under contract to come here and exploit this land and make a beachhead to take it away from the original inhabitants. And the original inhabitants were, well, they acted like we're acting. Only difference is we have the same fucking weaponry they have. Better. And we are the largest army on this fucking planet. It's just like Misty was talking about. Goddamn, nobody knows who they are or what the hell the deal is. If they did, I gotta believe that people would choose being free individual nationals over being fucking communists or fascists or any other kind of socialist. Because that leaves your ass rich. You're sitting on the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. And it belongs to you. They have stolen trillions and trillions. If you want to mark it in dollars or whatever in the hell you want to mark it in, they have stolen your goddamn wealth away from you. We should be living easy lives. We should be retired. We should live in retirement. We should be goddamn entrepreneurs. If, you know, just whatever I think up in my mind, I'd like to build that, man. I think people would like to have these, man. I'll go down to the goddamn government bank that they were supposed to have, and I'll get some of that debt-free currency. I'll borrow it. I'll build this way cool thing. I'll make an honest profit on it. I'll pay my loan back without interest because that would put a debt on it. And then I'll go and do something else. Oh, God, I can just imagine. This would have been paradise, people. And those dirt, see, it is paradise for the goddamn corporate aristocracy. It's pure paradise. They don't hit a fucking lick. All they do is sign their names and lie. That's what they do for a living. Lie and sign their names to it. Anyway, we finally hit the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. No, I don't know if we will be back on Monday. It's Memorial Day. I don't know when we're going out to the cemetery. There'll be a notice on the site whether we'll be up Monday or not. That being said, like Misty said, all we can do at this point in the game, because it's coming, make sure you got plenty of guns, you got plenty of goddamn ammunition, and you know how to fucking use it, and you got plenty of food, because they will use food to bring you into those goddamn concentration camps. They'll starve you into them. They'll starve you when that son of a bitch comes up and with that loaf of bread to offer you for the gun, put a bullet through his head and take the fucking bread. That's what you do. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!